بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية.
حسين حسين King of Martyrs. حسين حسين has been slaughtered. حسين حسين Hussain, Hussain, all his people.
لبيك يا حسين.
لبيك يا حسين.
لبيك يا حسين.
We all grew up with love for Hussain. We all grew up with love for Hussain. We pray to live a life like Hussain. We pray to live a life like Hussain. Thanks for love of 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 Hussain. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Assalamu ala al-Hussain.
Wa ala Ali ibn al-Hussain.
Wa ala ulad al-Hussain.
Wa ala ashab al-Hussain. Assalamu alaikum, our friends all around the world. May Allah bless you.
And your families.
And your communities. Assalamu alaikum Zahra. How are you?
Assalamu good, how are you?
Alhamdulillah. Welcome back to the 8th episode of Rise With Us.
Thank you.
The program sponsored by Al Kisa Foundation, Rise Academy, Sabah Islamic Center, and partnership with CABTV. Special salam to all the viewers of CABTV around the world. Nowadays, even nowadays in some of the countries, people are traveling to go to the holy shrines. Now, many of the holy shrines, you know, there are some travel restrictions, but sometimes they go to Imamzada, and people around the world try to meet them on the path and serve them. Sometimes, like, they give them food, sometimes they give them a shelter and all that. So the clip that we're going to watch is about a caravan that are in the Iran and Pakistan border, and they're traveling during the days of Muharram to visit one of the shrines of Ahlul Bayt, and the people are serving them. Why don't we go and start the program by visiting our friends with the salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Azad-e Hussain, Azad-e Hussain, Azad-e Hussain, Azad-e
جہاں حلقہ ماتم میں ہے غم کی فضا ماہ محرم میں ہے عشق خدا پیاس کے موسم میں ہے مولا میرا درد کے عالم میں ہے.
One of the reasons that we interview the Nohe Khans and the Mabdah and Zakirin of Ahlul Bayt is to motivate our friends at home to inshallah also recite Nohe and Matam and Latmiya. We have two friends in the early childhood education program at Rise Academy who were or became motivated to recite Matam. So The Kesaket books, they have the character Hakim and Hadi. And we have two characters in our EC program that is going to go online starting September, Hakim and Hadi. And we have a clip from them sent from the ECE program at Rise Academy of Hakim and Hadi trying to recite a matan. And by the way, if you're interested to learn more about the online ECE program that has daily Quran, Islamic studies, and academic programs for children in North America, you can contact us and inshallah we can provide you more information. So why don't we go ahead and visit Hakim and Hadi and then we'll come back inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Peace be upon Imam Hussein and his family.
Assalamu alaikum.
My name is Hadi.
And my name is Hakima.
You know, I've been watching the Rise with Us show every night, and I've been reading the amazing Kissa Kids children books.
I love reading the Kissa Kids books and also watching the Rise with Us show. I'm learning a lot about Imam Hussein.
Really? And when Dr. Nuh asked us to send clips about Muharram to the show, we decided to make this recording.
Are you ready, Hadi?
Yep, let's do it.
So, what would you do if Imam Hussein alayhi salam enters the room and sits in front of you?
You know, I, myself, will first say salam to him. Then I will kiss him and hug him. I will tell him how much I love him, his family, and his companions. And I'll tell him I want to help him.
Wow! How can we help Imam Hussein?
By following his teachings and helping spread his message.
What is his message?
To remember Allah, to stand up against oppression and injustice, and to live your life according to the teachings of Islam.
May Allah help all of us be the true followers of the Imam of our time.
By the way, Hakima and I are the new friends at the Rise Academy online ECE program.
What is ECE?
Early Childhood Education, a new program for toddlers and preschoolers.
Alhamdulillah!
We will be having online classes for children around the world every day starting next month.
MashaAllah.
You know, we will learn math, English, social studies, life skills, Quran, Islamic studies, and much, much more.
As Maulana Abidi says, MashaAllah.
And if you want to join us, you can contact Rise Academy.
We hope to see you all soon.
And become new friends, inshallah.
Labbaik ya Hussein!
Labbaik ya Hussein!
Zahra, I have a question for you. Have you been to the Rose Garden in San Jose?
Yeah.
And when you look at the flowers, very beautiful flowers, there is something that you usually see around the flowers. What are?
Bees. When I was little, I used to be scared of flowers because of the main point that there were bees swarming around the roses.
Well, we got to be careful, though, not to harm the bee or any other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But, you know, the honeybee is an amazing creature. There is so much that we can learn from the honeybee. They work really, really, really hard. Sometimes they fly for hours to find a flower, and then they come back and they do this multiple times, and they do it as a group. And they work so hard, and then you see the final product is this much honey, right? The honey that you eat and is so delicious and so healthy is the result of hard work of many bees. Enemies. And it's just very amazing that, like, how does the honeybee make something so sweet? You know, sometimes in our home, when we have chai or a drink, we even want to make lemonade or a cake. Mm-hmm. So instead of like sugar, we use
honey.
It's healthier and it's very, very sweet. An important lesson for us that if you want to achieve something good, something sweet in life, you have to work really, really hard. And we have to learn from the honeybee. They don't give up. We don't say it's too far away. No, sometimes you have to go very far away to achieve something great. And sometimes you have to do it in collaboration with other people because you may not be able to do it alone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that introduction, I would like to invite you to tonight's majlis, led by Maulana Sayyid Abadar Wahidi. There is a very famous statement, Zahra, by one of the martyrs of Karbala. Now, when they asked him about martyrdom, like, how is martyrdom to you? His answer was, Ahla min al-asal, sweeter than honey. And that's a very, very powerful statement. So inshallah, I invite you to learn more about this great personality by listening to tonight's majlis. Sallallahu alayhi ya Abu Abdullah.
A'udhu billah min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad salawatullah wa salamu alayhi wa ala ahli baytihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First of all, I would like to give my condolences to the Imam of our time, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And second of all, to all of you, my dear brothers and sisters, for the martyrdom of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salatu wa salam. May Allah accept your ta'at and ibadat and attending to the majalis and the programs of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. So we all know that human beings are seeking joy and happiness and prosperity. We want to be happy, we want to laugh, we want to smile. We want to have a very beautiful life with no sadness, with no sorrow and difficulties. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, in Surah Yunus, ayah number 62 and 63, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Behold, surely no fear shall be upon the friends of Allah, nor shall they grieve those who believe and constantly guard against evil. For them as glad tidings in this world's life and the hereafter. There is no change in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the great success. لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. So, who are the awliya of Allah? Who are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Obviously, if you have such a friend like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously you won't have any fear, you won't have any sorrow, you won't have any sadness in your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you're looking for tranquility, if you're looking for happiness and joy, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ Surah Al-Ra'd, ayah number 28. Verily, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do hearts find comfort. So we find happiness and calmness. We find tranquility. Now, let me take you to Karbala in the night of Ashura. So Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam gathered his companions. And he told his companions after his khutbah, he told them that, you know, you can leave. This is dark. Use this darkness if you're shy, if you don't want other people to find out that you're leaving me. That's fine. For me, it's fine. You can leave me. Because these people have animosity against me. They want to fight with me. They want to kill me. They don't want to kill you. They don't have any animosity against you. You can leave me. So can you imagine the lovers of Imam al-Hussein are hearing that the Imam of their time is telling them. That was a very heavy feeling in that tent. So many of Imam Hussein's companions started crying, and they were begging Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and they mentioned beautiful points about the wilayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the wilayah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam as the Imam of their time. You know why? Because they were looking for joy. They were looking for happiness. They found happiness being with the Imam of the time, Imam Hussein. They found joy with sacrificing their lives for the sake of the Imam of their time. Basically, they were having fun. They were happy. They were calm. They were not scared of death, because death was sweet for them. So Abu al-Fadl Abbas mentioned beautiful point, and he said, "Oh my Mawla, oh my master, you think we will leave you alone with these wolves, with these bad people and cruel people? Never ever. We will sacrifice our lives for you. You are the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. You are the friend of Allah. You are the imam of all mankind and all creation. It is a shame for anyone who leaves you." And now, amongst all those companions of Imam Hussein, there was a teenage boy. He was a young man, and his name was Qasim ibn al-Hasan. Qasim, the son of Imam Hassan alayhi salam, he said something beautiful and mentioned that, "I will be with your companions, O Imam Hussein, O my Imam." And Imam Hussein looked at Qasim and asked him, "Qasim, what do you think about death?" Qasim ibn al-Hasan mentioned a very beautiful point. Brothers and sisters, Qasim ibn al-Hasan should be our role model. He is the hero in our life. Qasim ibn al-Hasan looked at his uncle Imam al-Hussein and said, "Oh my dear uncle, oh my Imam, al-mawtu ahla min al-asal. Death is sweeter than honey to me. I will enjoy dying for the sake of you and getting martyred for the sake of you, O the Imam of my time." So now in the day of Ashura, he went to the tent of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. He asked permission. He asked his uncle, "O my dear uncle, let me go to the battlefield. Let me fight against the oppression, against the enemies of Islam and Quran and Ahlul Bayt." Imam Hussein didn't let him go. He said, "No, you're the amana, you're the trust of my brother. I wouldn't let you go. I want you to live." So Qasim ibn al-Hasan was crying, and he went to the tent of his mother. His mother said, "I know how to convince your uncle." He gave a letter to Qasim and told him, "Go and give it to your uncle Imam al-Hussein." He took the letter to Imam al-Hussein. As soon as Imam al-Hussein opened the letter, and he started crying, that was the letter from his brother, Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wa salam. So now, can you imagine Imam Hassan in his last breath looked at Imam al-Hussein and said, "Oh my dear brother, O Aba Abdullah, la yawm ka yawmaka ya Aba Abdullah. There's no day just like your day in the day of Ashura." Now Qasim went to the battlefield. Qasim was a teenage boy, but he was fighting just like his father, Imam Hassan, in the Battle of Siffin. And he was fighting just like Amirul Mu'mineen in the Battle of Khaybar and Uhud and Khandaq. He fought against the soldiers of Yazid, the soldiers of Shaitan. They surrounded him. They threw a stone to Imam Hassan. They injured Imam al-Hassan with their sword and spears. And finally, Qasim al-Hassan is on the ground, and he's calling his uncle Imam Hussein alayhi salam. As soon as he heard Qasim ibn al-Hassan is calling him, he went to the battlefield. He put his head on his chest and started crying and kissing his face. Parts of
Qasim's body were chopped up in pieces. Imam al-Hussein brought his body to the tent and put him next to the body of Ali al-Akbar. Then looked at both of them and said, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me a martyr, to make me a shaheed, and take me so that I can be with you. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah, as-salamu ala al-Husayn, wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn, wa ala awlad al-Husayn, wa ala ashab al-Husayn. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
سلام على قاسم ابن الحسن سلام على قاسم ابن الحسن
سلام على قاسم ابن الحسن سلام على قاسم ابن الحسن
You're the orphan of Hassan Mujtaba You're the grandson of Ali Murtaza. Your grandmother is Sayyida Fatima. Your uncle is the Sayyida Shuhada. You're the orphan of Hassan Mujtaba. You're the grandson of Ali Murtaza. Your grandmother is Sayyida Fatima. Your uncle is the Sayyida Shuhada.
Salamun ala Qasim ibn al-Hasan. Salamun ala Qasim ibn al-Hasan. Salamun ala Qasim ibn al-Hasan. Salamun ala.
You called martyrdom ahlam in al-asal. The Hajis go to Hajj to become pilgrims, but you did your pilgrimage in Karbala. You tasted honey when you faced martyrdom. You called martyrdom ahlam in al-asal. The Hajis go to Hajj to become pilgrims, but you did your pilgrimage in Karbala. You tasted honey when you faced martyrdom.
Salamun ala Qasim ibn al-Hasan. Salamun ala Qasim ibn al-Hasan. Salamun ala Qasim ibn al-Hasan.
Amiri Hussein, nun wa ni'mal amir. 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 السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيب الله السلام عليك يا أمير المؤمنين السلام عليك يا سيد وسي السلام عليك يا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة الصالة العالمين السلام عليك يا حسين مجتبى السلام عليك يا عبا عبد الله السلام على الحسين وعلى علي ابن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين السلام عليك يا علي ابن موسى رضا ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام عليك يا صاحب الزمان ورحمة الله وبركاته
Once upon a time, there was an honorable and good teenager. He was the youngest son of Imam Hassan, Hazrat Qasim. Hazrat Qasim was born in 47 AH, 3 years before his father was martyred. When Imam Hussein prepared to leave Medina, in the month of Rajab, 60 AH, Qasim's mother, Ummi Farwa, asked Imam Hussein to take her and her teenage son with him. Imam Hussein agreed. Hazrat Qasim, although only 13 years old, had learned fencing from his uncle Hazrat Abbas and cousin Hazrat Ali Akbar. Hence, Hazrat Qasim was already a warrior in the making. Hazrat Qasim contributed to Karbala with his love of sacrifice for the noble virtues and teaching of Islam. On the night before Ashura, when Imam Hussein was passing only for his tent, he heard Qasim say to his mother, "Mother, tomorrow Uncle Abbas, Ali Akbar, and I will defend Imam Hussein. Mother, if I get killed, please do not cry for me." Ummi Farwa replied, "My son, although I dearly love you, I shall not cry for you. Nothing will make me prouder than to see my son give his life for Islam." When Imam Hussein heard this conversation, he prayed to Allah, "Bless Hazrat Qasim and Ummi Farwa." On Ashura day, Hazrat Qasim came to Imam Hussein and begged for permission to go and fight. Imam Hussein refused, saying, "Qasim, you are young and your mother's only son." Hazrat Qasim was very disappointed. He went to his mother. When she saw her son so disappointed, she remembered that just before he died, Imam Hussein had written a letter, given it to Ummi Farwa, saying, "If ever you find Qasim in difficulty, give him this letter." She gave Hazrat Qasim the letter. In the letter, it was written, "My son Qasim, a day will come when my brother Hussein will be facing an enemy army of tens of thousands. That will be the day when Islam will need to be saved by sacrifice. You must represent me on that day." Hazrat Qasim read the letter. He smiled. He rushed to Imam and gave him the letter. After reading the letter, Imam Hussein said, "Oh, my brother's son, how can I stop you from doing what your father wanted you to do? Bismillah, go. Allah be with you." Imam Hussein tied Imam Hassan's turban on the head of Hazrat Qasim and helped him mount his horse. As Qasim was riding out, Imam Hussein said, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." Hazrat Qasim said, "Oh my uncle, do not be upset. I do not fear death. Death for Islam will be sweeter for me than honey." Hazrat Qasim came to the battlefield. He was a very handsome boy. When the enemy saw him, they began to whisper, "How can we kill someone whose face is shining like the moon?" In a loud and a clear voice, Hazrat Qasim introduced himself and cried out for a challenge for a single fight. Killed several strong warriors who came forward. Every time he defeated an enemy, Hazrat Qasim would look behind and wave to Hazrat Abbas. Just as a pupil would seek approval of his teacher on any assignment, Hazrat Abbas would proudly wave back. When the enemy saw his bravery and realized that they would not possibly overpower him in a single combat, they came from behind and one of them hit Hazrat Qasim on the head with his sword. Hazrat Qasim tried to go on fighting, but was so young and he was so very thirsty, fell from his horse crying out, "Ya Amahu, accept my last salams." Imam Hussein and Hazrat Abbas rode out. The soldiers tried to stop them. When finally they came to where Hazrat Qasim had fallen, they saw a dreadful sight. Hazrat Qasim's body had been trampled by the horses of the soldiers who had tried to stop Imam Hussein and Hazrat Abbas. Hazrat Abbas was so angry when he saw this that he began to shake with fury. He took out his sword and wanted to attack the enemy. Imam Hussein hesitated him, saying, "Abbas, have patience, dear brother. Do not give them an excuse for saying that we attack them first." Imam Hussein took off his abba, spread it on the ground, gathered the pieces from the ground as one gathered flowers from a garden. Hazrat Qasim gave a true sacrifice, where he thought death was sweeter than honey. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.
That was a beautiful majlis about Hazrat Qasim.
Hazrat Qasim ibn al-Hassan, the orphan of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba. Special thanks to Maulana Wahidi for these beautiful majalis. Is Maulana Wahidi your teacher?
Yeah, Quran class teacher.
He's a Quran teacher. May Allah bless him and all the ulama and all the scholars of Islam. As a reminder, if you would like to sponsor any of the majalis of Imam Hussein, you can go to our website at kisakids.org. There's a link there to make a donation. The link is also provided in the description on YouTube and chat section on Facebook. Our next segment is where you, our friends from around the world, contribute to the program by sending us your clips talking to Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum. I want to speak to Hazrat Qasim bin Hassan alayhi salam. You are my role model and inspired me. You said that death is sweeter than honey and fought bravely at the battlefield. You taught me to stand for my imam of my time. Yabek ya Hussein.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Zafar. I'm talking to Imam Hussein. I wish I could be a Karbala to give your baby some water. Khuda Hafiz.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Aya. And then I Assalamu alaikum.
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله. Oh, Uncle's shining moon, let me look one more time. Let me look at your eyes. Let me look at your face. Pride and joy of Hassan. See how your uncle cries. See how your uncle cries. Qasim, amana of your mother, Qasim. Amana of my brother, Qasim. Amana of the Rasul, Qasim. Amana of Allah, oh Qasim.
Qasim, 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 Shaheed. Qasim, Qasim, Qasim,
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي عمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. So standing up to injustice is a big problem faced today by us and back in the era of Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein really stood up against injustice. This was really nicely shown in Karbala when he refused to give bay'ah to Yazid ibn Muawiyah, and he put his whole family through all of that just to stand up against injustice and to carry the message of Islam. So today we're influenced a lot by peer pressure. So today we're influenced a lot by peer pressure. So today we're influenced a lot by today there is a lot of oppression in the world. Even when we go to school, small examples of this can be found, and we can learn lessons from Karbala, like Imam Hussein did. Obviously, his situation was much worse than ours are today, so we can really implement this in our lives. A common example is that if you are with friends, a certain group of friends, and you hang out with them a lot, and they start to do something haram, which they didn't do before, then you should see how Allah would see it, because you are being judged by Allah. And so if you think that it isn't good to be involved with these people, even if you thought they were good before they committed this act, you should try and distance yourselves from them, because picking friends is very important, as it can lead to many things later in your life. The message of standing up to injustice went all the way back to the Prophet's time after the Prophet's death, where Bibi Fatima al-Zahra, she lost the land of Fadak, and it was taken from her. And what she did was, she just because she was a woman, she didn't refrain from doing anything. She stood up against injustice, and she really thought that it was necessary for the land of Fadak to be returned back to her, because it was unrightly stolen from her. So a message today from me is that whatever race, gender, or age you are today, standing up for justice today should really be a big thing. And no human being today should accept being oppressed.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Most Kind, the Most Merciful.
As-salamun ala al-Husayn.
Peace be upon Hussein.
Wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn.
Upon Ali, the son of Hussein.
Wa ala awlad al-Husayn.
Upon the children of Hussein.
Wa ala ashab al-Husayn.
Upon the companions of Hussein.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. It's teacher Zahra again, and my partner
Mahdi.
And inshallah, today we're going to get straight to the wonderful craft we're making. Mahdi, do you want to know what we're going to make today?
What are we going to make?
Let me show you. Okay, I'm going to get my mystery box, and I want you to reach in there and grab what's inside.
Ah, a bee don't sting me.
It is a bee. And this is an amazing creature, everyone. And did you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has actually dedicated an entire chapter of the Quran to the bee? Do you know what it's called?
Al-Nahl.
Al-Nahl, which means the bee. And the bee is amazing because it actually produces something beautiful. Do you know what it produces?
It has a stinger right.
It does have a stinger. But do you know what the bee produces? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says from its belly?
Honey.
Okay, Mahdi. Go ahead and reach in there again. I have something else for you. What is honey? Okay. You like honey, Mahdi? Why do you like honey? Let's see. Let me give you a taste of honey. Those of you at home, why don't you get some honey and give it a taste? Okay, Mahdi, tell us, what is that like?
So sweet.
It's sweet, huh? Mahdi, do you know that Imam Hassan alayhi salam had a son in Karbala? Do you know what his name was?
Qasim.
Hadhrat Qasim. And there was a time where Imam Hussein was asking everybody, he said, if you want to leave, you should leave. I don't want to make you fight. I know what this means. And do you know what Hadhrat Qasim said?
What?
He said that to me, dying for your cause is sweeter than honey. Sweeter than honey to die. Is that what you think? He must be a wonderful boy, and he must love his uncle very much and Islam. So today, what you're gonna need for our craft
is the bee template.
The bee template, very good. Some type of construction paper. It can be colored or it can be a plain paper for you to stick your bee on later. You're gonna need some
scissors.
Glue and color pencils or crayons. Okay.
At the end, may you please have some more honey?
Yes, you can have more honey. So the first thing you want to do is go ahead and just start coloring your bee. Now here in these special shapes, do you know what shape that is? It has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, pentagon.
6 sides.
Oh, wait. Octagon?
That's 8 sides. 6 sides is a hexagon. And over here it tells us that the bees are so special because they're hardworking, they share honey they made, they're faithful to their colony, and they work as a team. So what I'm going to have Mahdi do is I'm going to have him fill in how he can be like the bee. So we'll come right back to you when he's colored and cut out his pieces. So Mahdi and I just got done cutting our pieces, and we wrote down how we can be like the bee. And now I want to show you how to glue them on. So I glued the head on and the next piece. And then do you see where there's a line right there? You're going to put some glue on the back and then slip this in and connect the bottom with that line. And press, press, press. And there you go. We're going to keep building our bee and we'll show you our final product.
So as you see, I have my bee here. A tip for you is put the words on the bottom under the line, because if you put it over the line, then it'll get covered. I'm just going to quickly read you my things. I can clean up out trash outside. I can do the dishes for my mom. I can help out pick up people who fall. I can share my favorite toy with my cousin. And making that bee and tasting the honey was delicious.
Ata'Allah's father used to tell us that when Ata'Allah was 13 years old, I had a store. And every day after school would end, Ata'Allah will come to the store and help me. And I really appreciated his help. But when the time of Azan would call, Ata'Allah always used to remind me and say, Father, can we close the store and go and do our prayer on time? That was very nice of Ata'Allah, that he would always invite people to do good. Ata'Allah later on became one of the martyrs of Islam. May Allah bless his soul. I hope that you enjoyed tonight's episode. May Allah bless you, your family, and your community. Until tomorrow, Assalamu alaikum.
السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين.